We're less optimistic about the economy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A new report has consumer confidence at the lowest level since February of last year.
A reading of 95.7 this month. That reading is down from a month ago, and it's the third consecutive month with a decline.
That's Fox's Ginny Cassola. Anything under 100 is considered a negative outlook, something the Federal Reserve will consider as it meets today. Tomorrow, we're expecting another interest rate hike to fight inflation. Thursday, we'll get a GDP report that could show a second straight quarterly decline. And while that is a way many define a recession, White House Advisor Gene Sperling tells Fox,
I don't think there's any view that would interpret this second quarter or these 6 months as being recessionary.
Former President Trump returns to Washington today for the first time since leaving office. He'll address a summit of conservatives, including ex-advisors who may help him run again for president. His ex-VP, he famously clashed with over 2020 election results on the day of the Capitol riot, may also run. And Mike Pence also addressed a conservative group in D.C. today.
Now more than ever, we need to lead America with a freedom agenda focused on the future.
Firefighters are making progress battling a California wildfire.
They now say they have it 26% contained, but that may be little comfort to the people who lived in this house.
Fox's Claudia Cowan outside charred ruins in Yosemite.
This is one of 55 structures that burned to the ground when the fire roared through here on Friday.
A fire sparked by a lawnmower spread from house to house in Balch Springs, Texas, damaging or destroying up to 20 houses. A lot of Americans are hoping to turn $2 into Mega Millions. Tonight's jackpot worth $810 million.
Man, I wish I had even half of that.
I would pay all my debt off and whatever I had left, travel with my wife.
They're dreaming near Cleveland, Ohio. It's the fourth biggest lottery prize ever. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia keeps attacking Ukraine, which the U.S. keeps backing with military aid. That and American sanctions on Moscow all have Russia saying goodbye to the International Space Station.
In 2024, Russia will soon begin designing and constructing its own space station. Russia has jointly operated the station with the U.S., Europe Space Agency, and Japan for nearly a quarter of a century.
Fox's Evan Brown. More than 2 months after the massacre at a Uvalde, Texas school that left 19 students, two teachers dead, the school board got an earful from parents again last night.
Some of our children are not ready to attend school yet. Some of us as parents are not ready to let them go back.
Now, the board did postpone the start of the new school year until September 6th. And the principal of Robb Elementary has been placed on administrative leave after a Texas House committee report showed she knew a lock on the door to the classroom where the shooter went in and opened fire was broken. A nightmare for parents of a teenager in Florida.
A 13-year-old boy is hospitalized after contracting a deadly brain-eating amoeba swimming at Port Charlotte Beach July 1st. Caleb Ziegelbauer's parents say he began experiencing severe headaches, disorientation, and hallucinations about 9 days later. After testing, doctors discovered he contracted Naegleria fowleri, which caused his meningitis. The amoeba contracted through warm freshwater lakes, rivers, or hot springs. It enters the nose and migrates to the brain, causing swelling. The fatality rate is 97%, according to the CDC. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
While the Fed assesses the economy and inflation, the price of the gas pump is down a 42nd day in a row from the record, down 69 cents from that high. The Biden administration is now claiming that the president releasing 1 million barrels of oil a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve accounts for much of that decline. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 80 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.